Hi, this is Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day. Today I would like to take you to the very end of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, to what is often called the Great Commission. Verse 16 opens with the 11 disciples fulfilling the last command that Jesus had given them before he was crucified, to go meet him in Galilee. See, they were at the spot Jesus had told them to be. So when the disciples saw him, Scripture says they worshipped him, but then it adds in that some doubted. Now, even though these disciples had been through everything with Jesus, they had watched him heal the sick, calm the storm with a word, and feed thousands, and even raise people from the dead, they did not fully understand what was happening now, and some doubts crept in. And isn't that a nice shot of honesty? Because I know some days I can really feel that. I believe in what God is doing, but I still have uncertainty, questions. I'm not sure how things are going to pan out. But the good thing is their doubt did not keep them away from Jesus or stop them from worshiping him. No, and that's exactly where Jesus met them. Not when they had it all figured out, but when their hearts were surrendered to him and the work that God had for them. And then Jesus says something that changes everything. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. Go. Don't stay. Don't settle down here. Don't just reflect on the past. Move forward. And don't miss this. This command of go is grounded in Jesus' authority. He is not sending them out on their own strength. He is saying, I have power. I'm in control. So you can trust me and take the next steps. And what are the next steps, he tells them? Well, he tells them to go make disciples. That's more than just sharing information. That's helping people truly know who Jesus is and to walk with him, follow him, and grow in relationship with Jesus. It's about building that relationship with God, not just understanding there is a God. The next thing Jesus tells them was for them to be baptized. In other words, help people take the steps to make their faith public, share it with others. Faith in Jesus was never meant to stay hidden. It's meant to be lived out, seen, declared. And then Jesus tells them, teach them to observe all I have commanded. Not just hear it, not just know academically what Jesus tells them, but to live it out. Observe it every single day. Then Jesus ends this section with a promise. And I will be with you always to the end of the age. See, you are not alone in this, Jesus was telling them. He doesn't abandon us to try to live out a Christian life. He will be with us. The same Jesus that has all authority dwells with us. He guides us and enables us to live out his calling in our life. So as a disciple of Jesus today, what does this mean for us? Well, it means we are still called to go. Go to those around you, right where you live, right where you work, where you see all the other people in your life. It means we are called to make other disciples too, to help others to know who Christ is personally. It means we are to encourage them to acknowledge Jesus publicly and then take steps of faith, walking in that faith in Jesus. It means we are to keep growing and learning to love and obey Jesus more each day. So if you have heard this message and know Jesus in a personal way, what step is he calling you to take? Because becoming a disciple was never meant to be the end point. No, just the beginning of an amazing journey where we are able to share Jesus with those around us. This has been Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day.